All right, we've been discussing the Haftarot. We mentioned yesterday, went through the tour. The tour said that from Shavuos Arba Tammuz till after Rosh Hashanah, this is a different sea change in the Haftarot. The Haftarot, instead of being based thematically on the Parsha of Shavua, they're based on the calendar date and events that are taking place. Specifically, you have the 3 weeks plot to the Puranuta, 3 weeks of punishment between Shavuos Arba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, then Sheva Denachemta, seven Haftarot of consolation. And then we went through that, according to the Psikta, there's two Haftarot of Tshuva. We went through different Shitot, what those two Haftarot are. So the issue is, though, the three Haftarot of Puranuta that I understand, the Shavuos Arba Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, why is it Sheva Denachemta? Why is it seven Haftarot of consolation? And why not one? Why not 30? Why not 10? Well, why is it Dafka seven Haftarot of consolation? Why? What's the seven? So Lavush is a halachic work by Rav Mordechai Yaffe. He died in 1612. He says V'Shev Denachemta Kin Lachemenam and Churban Aklod Hashana. So he says it's to comfort the people from the Churban till the end of the year. So the first thing he just says it should go to the end of the year, and then he goes through the different Haftarot, but Od can I get Shiva meaning a Chamod on his Karim Medrash. In addition to which, he says it corresponds to six different types of comfort that are mentioned in a Medrash, and we'll go over the Medrash now. Shemshil Galut Yisrael Abin HaUmot. It compares the Galut, the exile of Israel, of the Jewish people, to Lamelach Shinishba im Banav Chatanav im Okulo, to a king who is taken captive with his sons-in-law, and his whole nation. So the king is taken away. And the queen is bereft and alone for many days. Her king has been taken away. The people have been taken away. And then afterwards, then she hears about the return, and she gets nechama. So Kach HaMalka Hi Yerushalayim. So it says the queen, that's Yerushalayim, that's going to get the Besora that the Shechina and Knesset Yisrael is coming back. That's the broad brush approach. So again, it's like a queen that everybody's been taken into captive. The queen is left there alone in the castle. Everybody's gone, and now she gets the news that people are coming back. He says V'havi Shiva Nechamot Heim Hachzar. Now the seven Nechamot are the return of the banim, the sons, is one. Bahabanot is two. Bahakalot, the daughters-in-law, is three. Bahatanim, the sons-in-law, is four. Biacheha, her brothers, five. Baachiotah, her sisters, is six. Bechazarada melech, baachrona, im kula am, hu akadosh baruch hu yibarach. And then the king, with the whole nation, that's akadosh baruch hu. So it means, you know, stated differently, it's you know, it's presaging the Geula, in essence. It's saying that the Geula, I mean, we're hearing about that the Geula will come, but the implication is that the Geula would come in different steps. It fits in nicely with, you know, for the religious Zionists amongst us, it fits in nicely with, you know, that you know, you don't get everything poof, you get like in different little segments. So, you know, kind of Nahar Rizoka to have all of Eretz Yisrael in our hands, but, you know, that's the way the Medrash is saying. Okay, now, the Levush continues on. Ella, what? Everybody good? Okay. Ella, Shadayin Sirit Tama Lama Rim Otan Bizah Seder Zuach Arzu. We still need to clarify why the Haftarot and the order in which they are. Meaning, I would expect, even given everything that we said so far, that's assuming I have seven Haftarot of Nechama, going to the end of the year, or the seven types of Nechama, I got it. But I would expect them to be in the order in which they appear in the Navi Yeshayah. We know that Nachamu is Perek Mem. And everything is between Perek Mem and the end of the last Perek in Yishai. I think it's Samach Vav, I think it's the last Perek. So I would expect it to be in the order in which they appear in the Navi, but they're not. They get flipped over. Roni Akara and Aniasora are flipped over. He says, "Va'od shem ktuvim achar anochi," and then they're after anochi. It doesn't fit the order. So acharkach matzati b'sefer avudram. So Levush says he found in the Sefer Abudram, who was a Spanish posek, and Rav David Abudram. So he says, Tam b'medrash seder zeh al derech hatzachut. He's got a nice pshat for the order the haftarot. Everybody listen. Va'amru ki tiktu lamar b'tchilat haftarot mina nachamot nachamu nachamu ami. That initially the first haftarah is nachamu nachamu ami, kolomar shekadosh baruch hu mir nevi'im nachamu nachamu ami v'gomer. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the nevi'im, to the prophets, I have a job for you. The job, go comfort my people. That's the first haftarah. That's last week. U'v'shabbat shniyah, this Shabbos, the Shiva Knesset Yisrael v'tomer tzion azavani Hashem. This Shabbos, the haftarah is, Zion says that God has forsaken me. Kolomar, eini p'payesa b'necham nevi'im, k'feisim l'necham adashim baruch b'atzmo. I don't want nechama from prophets. I want nechama from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's v'tomer tzion azavani Hashem. Zion says God has forsaken me. I don't want the Nevi'im. I want a Kadosh Baruch Hu. With Shabbat Shlishit, then the next Haftorah, Omrim Aniyasura. The next Haftorah is Aniyasura, means like the poor storm-tossed nation. Kolomar Chozim Nevi'im Levei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevi'im come back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. VaOmrim LeFanav Yiparach Hinei Knesset Yisrael Nepaisa B'tan Chumim Shelanu. They said it didn't work. Knesset Israel doesn't accept our words of consolation. He says, "Zehu aniyasu rav gomer." They said, "Aniyasu ra." It's a poor storm tossed nation. Rasulomar Knesset Israel aniyasu ra la galut bomer lo nu chama. They said they're not comforted. So Hashem gives them the instructions, "Nachamu nachamu ami." Then Klal Yisrael says, "Vatomer Sion azavani Hashem." Sion says, "God has forsaken me." And then the Nevi'im come back and say, "Aniyasu ra." It didn't work, Hashem. Lo nuchama. Aniyasu ra lo nuchama. They're not comforted. V'charkach b'Shabbat Revi'i, on the fourth Shabbos, Chozer Kadosh Baruch Hu Meshiva Omer Anochi Anochi Hu Menachemchem. The fourth Shabbos, Hashem says, "I'm the one who comforts you, not the Nevi'im. Anochi Anochi Hu Menachemchem. I'm the one who's comforting you. Therefore, Knesati." The next one, Roni Akara. Therefore, rejoice, sing the barren one, Klal Yisrael. That's on the fifth Shabbos. And then, V'kumi Ori Kivaurech B'Shabbat Shishi. Then, arise and shine. Sounds like Lahavdil, like something from a camp. But, V'kumi Ori, rise and shine. He says that's the sixth Shabbos. And then, on the seventh Shabbos, Knesset Yisrael says, Sosasif B'Hashem. I'm delighting with Hashem, that now I have something, I'm really happy about it. So that helps us with the order of the Haftarot. The order of the Haftarot only works in that order. If I change the order, I'm messing up the script. That's the way the Abudram has it. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?